neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kodesh Kodashim, we have two statues, called Keruvim. The first time that we are informed about Keruvim in the Torah HaKadosha, where is it? The first time that it says Keruvim? The first time. When Ribono Shel Olam deported Adam and Chava from Gan Eden, it says in the Torah that he placed Keruvim by the Gan Eden, that they would not be able to enter Gan Eden. So now, Rashi HaKadosh explains that these Keruvim, they are destructive angels. So now, here there's a puzzling matter. In Kodesh Kodashim, we have Keruvim, that they look like babies, they're angels. So now, on the other hand, we see the Keruvim also means destructive angels. So how could it be? Keruvim, they have two opposite messages. One is holy angels. The other one is destructive angels. How could it be such a thing?
Do the commandments, you be treated like a baby.
So here we learn a very important lesson, that is, that Torah Hashem is teaching us you could stand on Aron HaKodesh, in the Holy of the Holy, Kodesh Kodeshim, and you could turn to holy angel or destructive angel. Even you're standing on Aron HaKodesh, on the Ark. But how could it be? How could it be such a thing? You're standing on the Holy Torah. But suppose to be good or not good?
Good.
Supposed to be. But here we see that on the contrary, that people might think that Torah will change you. Does?
Yes.
But how do you explain this?
Do it, then you change to be the best. If you don't do it, then you become destructive for yourself and everybody around you.
No, we just explained that Keruvim that are placed on their own, it could present the holy angels or destructive angels. How could it be such a thing? How could it be? Now, here, we see at the time that the Ribono Shel Olam gave the Torah, which mountain he picked to give the Torah? Har Horeb. So now, Horeb, how do you write it? Chet, Resh, Bet. So now here they learn a very important thing, and that is at the place that Ribono Shel Olam gave the Torah, the Horeb is the same otiyot as Haver, or Herev. What does it mean? That means the Torah can bring you in a state that you become so friendly to bring Ahava to Am Yisrael, or Herev, or bring sword. How could it be such a thing? So here they learn that Torah Tanah actually, not that it changes you. Whatever you are, whatever intention that you have, it will
bring it out.
So that means if you have a good intention, you want to do good, the Torah helps you, makes you an angel. But if your intention is not pure, not for the sake of Shamayim, the Torah actually will make it grow. Exactly like the water, that the Torah is resembled to the water in your backyard. You have a garden, little garden in the backyard. What is there? You have roses. You have, what else you have?
Fruit.
You have cherry, apple, avocado, what else?
Grapes,
what else?
Oranges.
The gardener comes sometimes. What does he do?
Cuts the grass.
You have grass too?
Yeah.
And you have thorns too?
Yes.
How did that come about? Huh? The water is good or is not good?
Okay.
So how can he make the rose grow, the grape grows, and the thorns grow? How could be such a thing? That's what really happens? Wow. That's very dangerous. So that means the Torah that it resembles to water, it can make the beautiful roses grow. And you say, Borat Sivisamim, and the thorns. What the thorns gonna do? Causes?
Pain.
Cut. Bleeding. And that's how it is. Your attitude in Torah mitzvah could be exactly the same way. Very selfish, demanding, controlling, all for me, nobody else matters. And then, Chas v'Shalom, you turn to a destructive angel. But your intention, if it's only to do good, pure, so then you become holy angel. So that's why we see in the beginning of the Torah, before even the Mishkan is just about to go under the construction, Torah Moshe is informing us, Ribono Shel Olam placed Keruvim as a guard to protect Gan Eden, and there were Malachei Chabala, destructive angels. So here we learn a very important lesson, that the Torah was given at Har Chorev. You have to be very, very cautious. Every step you take, you come to Beit Knesset, you want to do tefillah. So what intention you have? You care about anybody? You concern about anybody? Your intention is to serve Hashem or serve yourself. And that's what the Keruvim Hashem picked to place on Aron HaKodesh. It's a very, very delicate point, and sometimes, even without paying attention, not Chas v'Shalom, we don't mean well, but that's what happens. That are not yet so good causes lots of disaster. And we have to make sure, and ask Ribono Shel Olam, that's a tefillah that we have always, ask Hashem, that any step that I take will be only for your sake, to sanctify your name, not me. Make me a messenger, Ferestadeh, Shaliah, to sanctify your name only. Leshem Shamayim. And Chas v'Shalom, I will not do the Keruvim that is not kosher. I want to be the Keruvim that are
kosher,
holy, to bring Chaverim, to bring Ahava Achva Ben Am Yisrael. And that's what we have to, without a shame, especially that, as you know, Mashiach is just about to arrive. And he wants to meet with a lot of friendly people, because we are one mishpacha, one family. Hashem Yisakenu, v'zad Hashem to Mesameach Avinu Shebashamayim.
Koel ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koel ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koel ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koel ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.